today, what I did, I said to the boys before the game was, it was a cup game that obviously you want to try and win. But to give ourselves a platform to try and win the game was to try and look solid defensively first and foremost. And to be honest, they never looked like they were going to create any chances. The first half, I think Cammy had one from a free kick late on. It sort of just bounced in front, which he dealt with no problem. And then they had a couple of corner kicks that they got their head onto a couple of them, but again, never troubled us. So although we never really created lots of goal scoring chances over the 90 minutes ourselves, you know, defensively, I thought we looked solid for most parts of the game. Mm-hmm.
I thought that we dominated possession more than us.
I think when you've got somebody like Paul McGowan playing, I would say more so the second half. McGowan, he's obviously got the know-how, he's just coming back from injury and he's a miss for Dundee at the moment. So he knew how to get on the ball and attract people to him, and it'll be good for Paul and Spook to see what that was like to come up against a guy his quality. As I say, we had a chance, Robbie Muirhead in the second half. Towards the end of the game, he's done well, went by two or three players, hit a shot, the keeper's made a good save, Lewis Crosby attacks up the right, breaking well on the counter, and you know, maybe just a little bit disappointed that we didn't get somebody in the back post area. I thought our set plays were very good today. Stuart Morrison was very unlucky in the early parts of the game with an effort, and on another day there was two or three sort of like scrambling about the box, it could have ended up in the back of the net, so the quality, I was really, really pleased with that. And you know, I think Craggs hit one from outside the box in the second half, so you know, are we creating enough clear cut chances? Probably not, but Dundee were a good side with experienced first team players in the team as well, and you know, I was happy. I thought it was a decent enough game and a good test for us, albeit that I'm not happy losing games.
The goal
could be prevented, but then Gregor's 16-year-old, and I'm not putting all the blame on Gregor. We could have possibly closed the fullback down before he plays the ball over the top, and it's good movement by the boy. Gregor's got caught under it, and it's maybe just a reaction to tuck back in. I'm not saying nothing to you. I've not said in there, Gregor, and it's not to embarrass the kid. He's 16, and you know, I thought he's done great in recent weeks. At a stage of the game,
it's learning.
I can talk about on what to win games and things like that, and we're what to win games, but sometimes there's nothing better than that for Gregor in that defensive situation, that you can try and replicate at situations like that in training all you like. The thing that's important for me now and the staff, the coaching staff, and is to try not make Gregor frightened of that situation. It might be somebody else, it might be an attacking player like Spook could possibly have gotten at the back post area when Lewis Crosby was through, and that's not highlighting that Spook's fault for that. That's just, you know, it might be Lewis Soares, it might be Lewis Crosby the next time he's trying to Aidan Connolly. So that's what you've got to turn into positives, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not that, for as much as I would have liked to progress to the next stage of the League Cup today, even if we'd won, we weren't going through. I didn't let the players know that. But situations now like that, Gregor at 16, you know, a couple of years under his belt, will he be making the mistakes? And if he is, then Gregor's not learning, but we're also not teaching him properly. So it's to make him not frightened of that situation, to make sure that he tries to, you know, to turn that in a positive, that doesn't happen, or it happens less often.
Okay. I thought Lewis Martin played well today.
Yeah, Lewis was excellent. I think he brings a composure to his defensive plays on a pitch that I felt was difficult to pass the ball, albeit I sound silly saying that on an Astro, but I feel the ball was sort of, anything you try to play in front for people to run on, it just seems like it's going to keep going away from you. But I thought he got on the ball plenty when we were in possession, never hid from it. His recovery when we were getting maybe done the counter attack or whatever, and his organisation was excellent. So you know, I'm pleased for him because it's been a stop-start season for him, and you know, I'm sure Lewis, he must be starting to knock on the door of getting back in the manager's first team plans.